Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Here's the pitch, and he went that time to 1-2-3-7 for Logan Henderson. Seven strikeouts and has faced just one over the minimum.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle looking good. He's at Wrigley, start of a big set down there. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
All right. So Abner Uribe reinstated from the injured list in this really important stretch of games that we begin here. How important is that for this Brewers staff?
That's a big deal because the Brewers are also in the middle of this 16 games in 16 days stretch. We've talked a lot about it. They've had a couple of these over the course of this year. So to get a fresh arm and an important arm, one of the most important arms in that bullpen back here for these four games is a really big deal. The Brewers were very thin in the bullpen yesterday. They basically had Bryce Wilson and Grant Anderson available. They pitched both of them. Bryce Wilson goes on the injured list today. So everybody else that had that day off, hopefully a little bit of a reset, they should be in much better shape bullpen-wise coming into this series here tonight.
How's the weather right now?
It has stopped raining. The tarp is off the field. And it
tarps
looks like
off.
We're going to hit on the field. So for BP is going to happen. So that's all great news. I think there is a chance of a little bit of weather still over the course of the night, but it doesn't sound like anything that would threaten the game. So we should be good to go.
Different version of tarps
famous
off.
Last words.
What,
yeah.
do you think about tarps off, Lane?
Yeah. It was great initially.
Our producer Nate does it.
Yeah, exactly. You know Nate. Nate's a tarps off.
I did
guy.
It once, okay?
Yeah, you did it once, and that's good. I'm good with that. No, it's fine. Look, I if people want to do that and have fun at the game, then more power to them. I really don't think I have a strong opinion, to be honest with you. The first couple times it happened, it was like, this is really cool. But now I know every single chant by heart, and I kind of know when they're going to do them and who they're going to chant at. So, you know, some of that novelty at the beginning is worn off, but if it adds to the atmosphere, then I'm all for it.
I bet you'd have a strong opinion if Levering came into the booth and said, hey, Lane, hey, Josh, let's go tarps off this broadcast.
That'd be a hard pass.
If you go to the World Series, would you do tarps off?
Not in the booth.
He's thinking about it.
You know, if I didn't hate heights, I would say I would do like tarps off from a billboard or something for an afternoon or something.
I'd go tarps off if we could go to the World Series.
Funny, yeah, some funny promotional thing like that. But I don't like heights, so I'm not getting up on a billboard for something like that.
Oh,
so
that's great.
That's the other problem for me with tarps off. They're up in the high, you know, extreme corners of the stadium. That's not my home. That's not for me.
Hey, a guy I never thought I'd probably ask you about, Gary Sanchez. Let's talk about Gary Sanchez. Gets his 200th home run. He seems like a really good guy and a popular guy in the clubhouse. Tell us about Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, Gary is a popular guy. You know, he's been around for a long time in this game, and he came onto the scene with the Yankees and one of the fastest catchers to ever get to 100 home runs and has had a different kind of role in the second half of his career. He's been more of a backup catcher, guy that plays against left-handed pitching. And he's accepted that role and done a nice job with it. He's been an important part of this team, but he's also really a popular guy in the clubhouse, too. The guys really respect him. They enjoy him. He's pretty funny. And so I think everybody was really happy for him to get his 200th home run yesterday.
What did you think about Dustin May's performance yesterday? He swore about, I couldn't even play some of what he said because he was so upset with himself.
Well, the one thing I've learned about Dustin in the short time that he's been with the Brewers, he has very high standards for himself. And I know that he's frustrated right now because he had that great start in San Diego and then had a stinker against the Mariners, then gets hit with the comebacker against the Mets. So you can't make any kind of evaluation after just one pitch in a game. And I think he really wanted to get things back on track yesterday. And I think he would be the first to tell you it was not the performance he was hoping for. It just wasn't as sharp as he wanted it to be. So I think the Brewers definitely still believe in him. They have big plans for him. He's going to be a part of this thing over the course of the last month of this season. And so the big emphasis there is going to be able to get him in the right form so he can be a guy you can hand the ball to in October. I think that's what the Brewers certainly want to be the case. I mean, the stuff looked good early, so hopefully he can just kind of move past these hiccups that he's had and the unfortunate situation of that comebacker, and hopefully he can get rolling and stack some good performances starting with his next start.
Hey, Lane, can you talk about the mental aspect of being a starting pitcher from this point of view? You have a bad game, now you got to wait 5 days before you get to redemption. You have a really good game, and you're rolling, and now it's like, oh my gosh, it's 5 days before we go again. The mental part of being a starting pitcher in those off days.
Yeah, I think that first scenario you laid out, John, is a real thing. You want to flush that as fast as you can, and you don't have the option to as a starting pitcher. So you have to be very mentally tough. It's also the same thing, though, for relievers that do pitch on back-to-back days. You can give up the lead in the ninth inning and you can't sleep afterward because you're so upset, and you have to learn how to be able to flush it quickly because you might be hot the next day and they might need you to go out there and put it behind you, and you're still a little bit maybe emotional about what happened the day before. So I think it goes both ways, but to sit and stew on it is tough, but you also have plenty of time to process what happened, maybe learn from that outing, maybe get some different kind of feedback and make any adjustments you need to make, because you have that time and you have that runway.
What kind of ball are the Cubs playing?
Well, the wins haven't been there here over the last couple of weeks. I mean, they got this thing down to 4.5, and it looked like this was going to be a really tight race, and they've dropped 7 of 10, and the Brewers have played really good baseball, and now they've pushed it back out to an 8-game lead. But I think this is a lineup as good as just about any lineup in baseball, and they're hot. They're swinging the bat very well. Pete Crow Armstrong is, I think, the favorite right now to win the MVP in the National League. He's got 5 home runs in his last 11 at-bats, I think is the number. I know it's 5 home runs in his last 2 games. So he's a dangerous hitter hitting at the top of this lineup for the Cubs. They've had a little bit of an issue with their bullpen the last couple of weeks, last week plus, so that's been part of the reason they've blown some leads late. But the Cubs are dangerous. They're a good team. They're going to be in the postseason. They're going to be an October team to contend with. So these are 4 big games for the Brewers here this week.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle every Monday. Check him out 6:05 here. 6:05, our coverage begins on WTMJ. Great to have you from the ballpark. Thank you so much, Lane.
Always great to be with you both. Thanks so much.
All right, and you heard that, Nate, right? If the Brewers go to the World Series, Julia's going tarps off.
No, maybe.
Mark the tape. What time was that? That was at like 4:37.
Yeah, that'll be in the week in review. Yeah. I'm never in the week in review.
I hope so. Hey, Jaslyn, are you listening? This should go in that week in review segment you do on Fridays. Julia goes tarps off if we go to the World Series. Julia and Nate tarps off. I'm going to be the only guy in this studio with a shirt on. It's going to be insane.